With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and all living former presidents have issued messages of condolence following the murder this week of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk. And foreign leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have also weighed in. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee also took time to remember his friend.
The assassination of Charlie Kirk was one that just hit all of us hard. I've known Charlie since he was probably 19. One of the most remarkable people. I called him a force of nature. I've never seen anyone who had his intellect, his winsome spirit, his capacity to deal with people who are hostile, but do it in such a gracious, compassionate, and godly manner.
Charlie Kirk's funeral set to take place next weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. Two universities fired employees due to social media posts made after the assassination this week, according to school officials. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
University of Mississippi Chancellor Glenn Boyce said in a statement posted Thursday afternoon to social media platform X, quote, "Yesterday, University of Mississippi staff member reshared hurtful and sensitive comments on social media regarding the tragic murder of Charlie Kirk. These comments run completely counter to our institutional values of civility, fairness, and respecting each other's personal dignity." Middle Tennessee State University President Sidney McPhee said in his own statement Wednesday that an employee at the school, quote, "offered inappropriate and callous comments on social media concerning the horrific and tragic murder of Charlie Kirk." I'm Bernie Bennett.
Wall Street coasted to the finish of what turned out to be its best week in the last 5 weeks on Friday. The S&P 500 budged just a bit. It edged down by less than 0.1% from its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.6%. The NASDAQ was up by 0.4. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal courts, Michael Harrington reports.
A judge has ruled that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission cannot force the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to accommodate employees' desire for abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. The plaintiffs had sought an injunction while the full case plays out in court, but the judge refused. The case is connected to an interpretation of a pro-life law by the Biden administration to include abortion and IVF. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point of that debate. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to display the Decalogue and three adopted measures mandating their display in the previous school year, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have been at least partially blocked, however, by the federal courts. This is SRN News. A political victory for President Trump, and it comes from Missouri Republicans.
The Republican-led Missouri Senate has approved a redistricting plan that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat in next year's elections. Having already passed the Missouri House, the Senate vote sends the measure to Republican Governor Mike Keogh, who's expected to sign it into law. However, opponents have announced a referendum petition that, if successful, could force a statewide vote on the new map. Missouri is the third state to take up redistricting this year. I'm Mike Kempin.
Congressional Republicans' approval rating outperformed their Democrat counterparts for the second time this year. That's according to the latest Fox News national survey. 33% of registered voters say they approve of the job Democrats are doing in Congress. The Republican colleagues garner a higher 38% approval rating. More on these stories at srnnews.com.